Well, for the first time since the killing of Michael Brown exactly 1 month ago, the city of Ferguson in Missouri is announcing some major changes to its court system. The city council says they'll cap how much of the city's revenues can come from municipal court fines. Critics say those fines have become a financial incentive of a kind to pick up and unfairly target low-income African-Americans on petty charges in that town. And they've opened up a month-long window to throw out pending warrants as well. And there's more. Joining us is Jason Rosenbaum, reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Hi, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Outline for us, if you would, the measures being taken by the city council there in Ferguson.
It's multifaceted, but the big ones are creating a citizens review board that will oversee the controversial police department. A lot of the aforementioned changes to the municipal court system, which have come under heavy fire for ensnaring primarily low-income African-Americans with these burdensome fines. And they're also going to consider enlivening the street that became the epicenter of the protest, West Forest Avenue. It's a lot to do, but it's also the first city council meeting they've had since Michael Brown was killed. They pretty much have gone a month or so without any business. And amid nationwide scrutiny of the municipal government, they're planning to make some big changes.
Is this a first of its kind effort? Are there other jurisdictions around the country that have similar citizen review boards or have reevaluated the way they do fines and warrants?
I don't think a citizens review board is unprecedented, but they're not particularly common in the St. Louis region. For instance, the city of St. Louis, which is separate from St. Louis County or any other St. Louis County municipality, they don't have a citizens review board, and they have been trying to enact one for a long time amid some opposition. As far as the municipal court system goes, I think after national publications started to point out how burdensome and at times unfair a lot of these St. Louis County municipal court systems are, it was inevitable that there's going to be changes from within. But there's also talk of the state legislature, which is run by Republicans, passing legislation that would clamp down them as well. So both were kind of inevitable after all the negative coverage that came toward the Ferguson city government.
Well, the makeup of the local police force has been widely reported on as well. Heavily disproportionately white in a town that's disproportionately African American, and that's a separate issue from what we're talking about. Still, some work probably needs to be done there. What have local residents said about the impact of the current warrant and fine policy on their experience in the town and their ability to relate to their local government and to the police?
Well, it should be noted that this municipal court system and structure is pretty common throughout the towns in North St. Louis County, not just in Ferguson. It's just can be a nightmare for people, especially people who don't have the financial wherewithal to pay some of these fines and extra fines that come from not being able to show up or pay the fine. It can just become a hellish burden. And I think that after Ferguson's government has come under such scrutiny for not being representative of the majority African-American population, it appears that their response is making changes to the two things, the municipal court system and the police system, that have gotten the most negative attention. And the fines that come from, you know, these police departments sometimes make up a pretty sizable amount of these towns' revenues. So there may not be much of an incentive for a wide-scale change.
And the reaction so far from local residents to the changes?
You know, there are still people who really don't have much confidence in the city government. There's been kind of rumblings that the mayor of Ferguson, James Knowles III, should be recalled. But I think also some advocates of waiving some of these fines and penalties for municipal offenses, I think they see that as a step in the right direction. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
1 month after the shooting death of Michael Brown at the hands of local police in Ferguson, Missouri, changes in local government and in how the government relates to its citizens. Jason Rosenbaum, reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.